WSFT 308, mobile and monitoring the frequency. Shout out to all my viewers. Feel free to respond to the urge, over. Well, it is Sunday night. I expect I'm probably out on the town, maybe getting in on the
WSMC 793 monitoring. I think.
WSBM 993 monitoring. Good morning, Dave, 793, WSBM 993.
Morning, right back to you, my friend. This thing sounding okay?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good for the most part. It sounds like that diesel engine's coming in with you there and that background noise. How's this handheld sound in this UV5 G Plus or whatever it's called, Bofang? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it's sounding really good. Cool quieting, nice modulation. Yeah, I got a little cold there. I got a little chilly. So I had to pull the antenna tray out of the window and set it back down behind me. Close the window and wanted to see if I was still getting out. Yeah, you sound good there, Roger.
Roger that. yeah, you're sounding pretty good yourself. Just that diesel noise coming in with you there or whatever a little bit. But other than that, you know, you're readable. You're loud and clear. You know, you're coming in really good there, WSBM 993.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just wanted to see if, in case I wanted to talk, wanted to see if it was still working. Like I said, I didn't know what was back behind me. That's how I started out. When I first started out with everything I had behind me. And now I found out I stick it in the window, it's a little better. But, I don't know that. It says it's 37 or something. Oh man, coming through the window feels like it's 20. So I had to close it up at 3:00. Roger.
Yep, Roger. That I hear you. Yep, definitely. All right, Dave. Yeah, sounds good, man. We'll definitely talk with you here. I'm gonna jump back off of here for a little bit, but just monitor. But you have yourself a good morning there. Enjoy your coffee and all that good stuff. And we'll try to talk with you a little while or something, a little bit. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, right, Chad. I appreciate the radio test, too. Yeah, it does. That handheld sound about as good as your TV. I mean, it is hard for me to, tell what's going on now since you come in so clean. And, you know, like I said, full quieting. Even Jack told you last night how good that thing sounds. So, all right. We'll talk in a little bit, my friend. It's WSFC 793. I'm on the side time.
Copy that, Dave. WSBM 993. Now I'm on the DV20 now. But anyways, yep, have a good one. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Roger.
WSBU 202. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, D-Man. 50 packets arrived yet?
I sat at that door like a dog waiting for his master to come home until 9:30 last night. It was supposed to be here yesterday before 9, but it looks like it's on its way today for sure.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean to when there's times when I got something coming. I mean, some big time. I'm like that too, man. I'll sit here and stare out the window. And then if I'm doing something, I hear any noise outside, I jump back and look out the window and sit here. Yeah, I've had that happen too. I watch, and then 8, 9 o'clock would roll around, and I'd be like, I ain't coming.
Yeah, the tracking number and all that, I was watching the website, and at 9 o'clock, it gets the whip to your packages and transit to its destination is all it takes.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, this is before I discovered tracking numbers. The dogs are going nuts. Hang on. Alright. I had to go out there and eat them. They're unconscious, but at least they're quiet. To all you animal lovers out there, I'm only kidding. I love dogs and cats, so don't take it seriously. I just go out there and tell them to shut up and shut up, you know. Sometimes, man, you know, they all lay there sleeping. I can call them and everything, and they just lay there, don't do nothing. But, man, let me grab a piece of cheese from the Kraft slices there, you know, and they hear that rapid, boy, they all come running.
it's funny that you say that because yeah, my dog can lay there sleeping, sound asleep, snoring, and I'll just sneak into the kitchen. I go to open up the fresh bag, and the minute I make that noise, I go down the dog and sit right at my feet.
Yeah, that's me too. I'll go in there and they'll be sleeping. I'll go, I gotta make me a grilled cheese or something. I'll go in there and I'll gently, really quietly, pull the slices out of the pack, close the fridge door, and then try to quietly, you know, open up the, you know, peel off the plastic. And one little mistake, man, and here they come. So, of course, I have to go get another piece, unwrap it, and break it up and toss them a piece. I mean, you know, they're happy as long as they thought they got something out of it.
Yep, exactly. That's how they are, man.
All right. I'm going to go ahead, get on the monitoring side, drink my coffee, and get myself awake over here. So I'm pretty well awake, but I need just a little more before he wakes up. So I thought you just got had yourself a good morning. WSSB 790, on the side monitor.
All right, Dave, take care of yourself, man. We'll talk to you soon. WSBU 202, and we're back monitoring. 793. WSGH 92.
Good morning, 93. Good. WSBU 793.
Oh, good morning. I just got to tell you, I was laughing at that one. The dogs are making a noise. He came back and said they're unconscious, but they're quiet. I got to tell you, that was funny.
Yeah, Roger, I'm glad you found it funny. I thought about it as I said it. I love them dogs. But I do some things like that. I'll go in the kitchen. I'll be in the kitchen. I'll tell them, I'll say, all right, it's doggy eating time. Everybody line up. Get your preemptive eating in. So, you know, I always say that to them. It's stuff that I love them. I always take the time every day to pat them and let them know they're good. But like I said, it's true with the cheese, too. Anything else doesn't bother them. Nothing phases them. But as soon as they hear a cheese laugh, boy, they lined up.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay, I was just wanted to touch base, say hi, and tell you started my morning off with a good laugh. It was pretty good. So, all right, man, I'll talk to you later. WSGH 92, I'm clear.
All right, Greg. Well, I'm glad I did. Glad I did make you laugh. I like doing that sometimes. Sometimes I like being a comedian. But I didn't want anybody to take the unconsciousness seriously. I love dogs. I mean, and especially these dogs. I love them to death and everything. So I would never do anything to hurt them more. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you sounding good. Good morning to you. And we'll talk to you later. WSSB 793 on the side monitor.
WSBM 993, that transmission was not readable. Nope, same, nothing different. Still unreadable. 993-793 if that's you transmitting all static there. No, nothing, just all static. WSBM 993. Yep, all static there, not readable. Yeah, 793, all static there, very unreadable. I don't know if you're handheld or on your base or if it's the repeater or what it is, but yeah, definitely not reachable, my friend. WSBM 993.
I don't know what's going on here. I mean, must be conditions or something, because all my stuff's working. I don't know. It don't matter. All right. Well, appreciate it, Chad, if you can understand me. WSRG 793 on the side.
793, that time we heard you real good. Definitely readable. Definitely sounds pretty good there. No static. You're definitely sounding pretty good now.
Yeah, Roger. I moved the tray a little bit. I didn't even move it an inch, probably. I don't know. I guess the sweet spot is important, too, with my Nagoya 771. So, yeah, I got the bow thing out earlier, a couple minutes ago. I wanted to heat it up because I ain't talked on it in so long, but I forgot what my sweet spot's at there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good now. So before you're saying you were on the handheld then, you weren't on your base, you're on the handheld when it was all static?
Yeah, when you first keyed up and told me, I was on the handheld, and I tried a couple positions, and you said no good. So then I went back to my DD and thanked you for the radio check. Told me that I was coming in all static and everything, and I'm on my TV. So I couldn't figure it out, scratched my head. So I slid my tray back just about an inch and figured I'd give it another shot. Oh, it's weird, man.
Hey, Roger, that, you don't have no way to put a antenna outside over there, do you?
No, not at the moment. I don't have enough coax to do that. That might be sometime down the road there, but, no, I just, you know, because all this morning and everything, I was doing good. Everybody said it was sounding good. I didn't touch the antenna tray at all. Then all of a sudden, I'm coming in messy, and so I turned around, I slid it back about an inch, and I guess it's working.
Yeah, copy that. That diesel noise that I hear coming in there with you, that must have something to do with the repeater, I'm guessing, correct, eh?
Yeah, Roger, that. It's been like that for a long time. I'm on the Detroit repeater. I usually do pretty good on Mount Clemens. In fact, I do better on Mount Clemens, but Mount Clemens still breaks up, so... I stay on Detroit. I know there's a fusion noise in my behind, but you can understand what I'm saying, but that's all right. You just sit on Detroit and put those plates up there all day.
Yeah, I hear you there on that one. All right, Dave, sounds good, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit or something, or a little later or whatever. This will be WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile on your final.
Get around to that, Chad. Appreciate the radio check. You sound great. Sounded great. cool quieting. As always, man, it sounds really good. We'll talk to you a little bit. But just as you said, we emphasize it.
It's amazing what an angel do.
Yeah, that's weird, man, because you were this morning and stuff, I was talking to Greg and stuff, and everything was working. And I broke out my hand, I tried to get a radio check on it. I forgot what my sister said, though. And I got back down here, and he's telling me I'm breaking up. And I didn't touch anything. I just split that cookie sheet back just about an inch, and all of a sudden it's working, so, I guess that's the way it works, it rises.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, man.
SDI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 932, monitoring.
922, how's it going this morning? WSGI 432.
Good morning, Jimmy. It's going pretty good. My second cup of coffee here, just waking up. What about you? How are you doing today?
Been up for about an hour, finally moving around, just got my first cup here. So, about to go drink it at home and probably sit and listen to the radio for a little bit.
Roger that. Did you end up getting two DB20s, one for the house and one for the car?
That's correct.
Yeah, good deal. I was thinking about doing that myself. Really like the radio other than, I don't know if you ever experienced the squelch problem, but sometimes the squelch won't turn off.
I noticed that on my way to work, using the Mayville repeater, it'll linger on after the transmission.
Yeah, that's the only complaint I got about it. I got to have my squelch turned all the way to 9 to eliminate that. I guess it's not a big deal if you're using a repeater, but it would be if you're trying to get somebody on Simplex.
That's good to know. I don't really know too much on how these radios work, radio to radio and radio to repeater, but yeah, that's good to know about the squelch and Simplex then.
You got a external antenna at home, or are you working off the Nagoya 72 Magmo?
I have the Nagoya 72 mag mount inside the house mounted on my mini fridge in the basement. Seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, I got the same setup. But I think I'm going to put a external antenna outside here sooner or later.
I was thinking about having my dad weld me a plate on the top of my antenna for my TV and maybe magnet mounting that on there, seeing how well that works, if that's even possible.
I would think it would be, but I'm not sure about the interference or what have you. I know they recommend you got antennas up here at least 4 feet away from another antenna. I don't know if that's true with TV antennas or not, but seems like somebody told me that somewhere.
Copy that. Well, something for me to look into then, I guess.
Roger that. Did you ever get your UFO on the B channel straightened out with the memory side?
Negative. I can set the channel and have it in channel mode on both A and B, but when I turn it off, when I turn the radio off, the section B, or whatever you want to call it, is it always goes back to VFO mode.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, and, you know, you got to do it in your software, obviously, pull that up and change it to the MR, or memory channel, and that's what I did, and it seems to be working on mine. It does not do that, so I don't know if you figured that part out and saved it that way or not.
Yeah, that's how I programmed the radio, and I did go back in the options and look at that, and it's set to MR on both channels, and then I have a channel for A and a channel for B, which I have the Mayville repeater for V or B, and then A is the Flint repeater, because those are what I'm going to be using a lot, and it just goes back to VFO. But now when I switch back and hit the V/M button, it will stay on that channel.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's not holding it and having to do that. But anyways, I did that when you asked me about that. I pulled the software up and changed it to MR on both sides, and it worked for me. So I'm not sure what's going on your side. But anyhow, yeah. We'll try and work on that one. I'll have to pull up the software and see if I can figure that out.
Roger that. All right, I'm about to pull into my driveway here, so it was good talking to you. Just calling to tell you good morning and whatnot and see how things were going. So I'll maybe talk at you later.
All right, Jimmy, have a good day. We'll talk later. WSGH, 92 clear.
WSGI 432 clear.
92, go ahead, Dave. A lot of gasoline today behind you. Yeah, I can barely make you out. That gasoline is really bad behind you today. Negative. Barely readable.
I don't know why I'm having so much trouble. Well, I was working with it out of the window and I was doing all right earlier, so it must be conditioned. You can't read me, though?
That time I could read you, make you out, but like I said, there's quite a bit of gasoline, not a little bit less that time.
Yeah, right. I looked over and my antenna was a little, my Christmas sheet was on a little tilt. A little bit of a tilt. And I just moved it towards the antenna straight up and down. I think it rolls in there a bit.
Yeah, I think conditions might be a little bit bad today. I'm not for sure, but yeah, I can read you.
I don't know what Jimmy did, how he sold the antennas. Mine, I just put in the software, brought up the program, and it shows the list of channels automatically, you know, with frequency. I don't know where the duplex like, I think, channel 20, 22. But whatever the case, I just went on those programs, went over to the right, clicked and put in the cones and everything on the duplex frequency that's already there. I don't have no problem. It stays on channel. It doesn't go to CFO or something, whether I turn it on, cut it off, whatever, the logic.
I could make out a little bit of what you said, but most of it was unreadable.
All right, let me try high power. Is that better?
Come back again.
Yeah, I put her on high power. Is that any better?
Yep, a little bit better, Dave. I can read you now.
Yeah, when it warms up a bit, I'll put the antenna back in the window. You know, when you bring up the software on the TV20, the page comes up and it's a list of all the frequencies that's already in it.
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, and you go down, it's mostly simplex. You get down to like channel 21 or 22 or something, and then it's all the same frequencies for duplex. Roger.
Yep, Roger that.
All I did was go down like 462.635, and then it says 467.635. And I just went all the way over to the right, clicked on it, put in the cell phones and everything. In other words, I programmed the repeaters right off that list instead of going down to the blank spot to put something in. Roger.
Yeah, what we were talking about is if you don't change the setting in the software when you pull up the I think it says channel settings on the left side. It pops up that box. You got to put the up and the down at MR, and that way you can have your memory channel on both A and B. You just pick out which one you want to listen to on B, and you can scan through the B channel list if you want to change it. But once you change it, it stays there. That's what we were talking about. But he was not getting his VFO or his memory channel to stay. When he turned it up back on, it would go back to VFO.
Yeah, Roger that. I didn't have to do that. I didn't do that. And when I turned it off and turned it on, it's on the same channel. It stays in channel mode. And the repeater I was last on. I didn't do that, what you said, though. And it's working here. I didn't set any of that stuff there, okay?
Yeah, you can manually put in whatever you want on B channel, but if you want to, you know, if you want to be able to use the same memory channels as you have as A, you can do that. You just need to save the settings, both the MR, and then you can scroll back and forth, you know, which channel you want on B.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't know that. I have my sub-band turned off. I don't use the bottom sub-band anyway, really. And with it turned off, it's reading my frequency. The repeater I'm on. The top says Detroit. The bottom is, you know, 467.65. So no, I didn't do none of that. The thing is, I turn it off, turn it on every time. It don't go to VFO on me or nothing. So, you know, I was just wondering, that's all.
Alright, man. We'll chat with you later. WSGH92, we're clear.
All right, Greg, I don't know, maybe I confused you or something. I heard you be talking, and you were saying that it turns it off, turns it on, it goes to VFO. Mine don't do that. I didn't do what you said on the end there. But either way, we'll talk to you in a little bit, once it warms up, I just didn't send it back in the window. WSSD 793 on the side monitor.
WSDM 993, copy.
Yeah, come on, Ted.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you and see how we're sounding over your way now. I'm on the Bay City repeater. I'm out here in Bay City. Just wanted to see how we were sounding on this one. Everything coming in good to you over there?
Yeah, it's working real good, as usual, full quieting, nothing but you in there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I was curious. Yeah, you're sounding a little bit better now, definitely. I still hear that diesel noise, but other than that, you're readable and everything sounds really good.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate it. I don't know what's happening here. I'm just going to wait till it warms up a bit. I can fly the cookie sheet back in the window and everything will be everything.
Yeah, I copy that one. I hear you. All right, yep, just that was about it. So get back off of here then or whatnot, and we'll talk at you. This will be WSDM 993 clear and monitoring.
Okay, Roger, before you go, did you get some valve clamps programmed?
Roger that, yeah. Paige did that for me yesterday evening. Got both of those valve things going for me, yep, definitely.
All right, then. So you're pretty well all set as for everything is everything, right?
Roger that, yeah, pretty much for the most part. Yeah, everything's pretty much all squared away for the most part. I just wish I had some way to play around with that chirp software and get on there and kind of explore that and just kind of, you know, look through it and whatnot and just kind of, you know, not really do anything in there, but, you know, with the radios and program anything, but just kind of go in there and, you know, kind of look around at it and stuff, but I don't really have any way to really do that right now at this moment, so.
Okay, Roger, Dave. Did you watch what they programmed your handheld? Did you watch the computer do?
No, not really too much, no. I just pretty much let him do his own thing and, you know, get it taken care of. He was pretty quick when he programmed those up, both things, because he already had everything already pre-downloaded and all set and ready to go when I got there, so pretty much just plugged them in and they pretty much went their way, so, but, yeah, I would definitely kind of like to learn that chirp software a little bit to kind of educate and kind of, you know, learn that a little bit so I can maybe hopefully sooner or later, you know, use it myself or something, you know?
Yeah, like I said, you see how quick he programmed them because he kept your file. You save the file after you program the radio, you tell it to upload from the radio, and then it'll upload the list of everything that's on your radio that you put in. Then you save it, and then all you do is get another file thing, you just plug it in, bring down that file and tell it to download to the radio and download the exact same thing to the file thing that was downloaded to the other radio. And, you know, only takes a couple seconds. If you get a computer, you get chirp, start messing with it, you'll figure it out. It's pretty easy to figure out, right?
Roger that, copy that for sure, definitely. Yep. Probably get there eventually, sooner or later. I'll get to it one of these days here soon, you know.
Yeah, Roger, you can do the same with the 20 software, too. You can actually do radios off of, and you look it up, tell us the download from the radio, and it downloads all the stuff that's on your radio, save it, and put another PC20 or something that is, you know, you can plug it in, bring up that file, and tell it to upload to the radio, or download to the radio, okay, and fix it all in. All right, man, I'll let you get on with your business, Taz, good talking to you. WSRG 793. I'll clear up your final.
Roger that, Dave. We copy you there, for sure, definitely. All right, man. Sounds good. We'll try to talk with you a little later or something. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Something out there got a lot of static going on with it.
Yeah, Roger, that 438, appreciate it. I'm in the station.
It's overriding your modulation there. Sounds like a power supply noise, or you got a semi running in the background, or something. Not trying to give you a hard time. WSDY 438. Sounds good now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I slid the antenna a little bit for away from the window. Yeah, the Detroit repeater has a diesel engine noise. It's been doing that for the longest time. I stay on Detroit, because if I go over to Mount Clemens, I sound better, but Mount Clemens breaks up, so I stay on this one. But I appreciate the radio check there. WSRC 793.
All right, 793, you say?
Yes, sir. 793, Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm over here on Warren, 11 and over there, Roger.
Oh, all right, yeah, I'm up here in Isabella County. I appreciate it, Dave. I've heard you in there. Thank you, kind sir. You have a great day, WSDY 438.
Yeah, all right, 438. Sometimes that would give me manners. You're sounding good. You're coming in good. Full quieting. It sounds good there. Anyway, thanks again for the radio check. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
793, Dave, WSBM
993,
copy.
Yeah, come on, Chad.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Switch over to that Mount Clemens for me for a second. I just want to see what the difference is, if you could do that for a second for me.
Mount Clemens, I went on there and I called for you, and then the second time I called for you, the repeater wasn't in you, so I don't know if probably on my end here. Once I get this antenna, once it warms up, I get the antenna back in the window, I'll be back in business, but right now I'm trying to do what I can inside the house there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I didn't even hear you when you, get anything on the Mount Clemens. Didn't even hear you come through at all.
Yeah, it's just weird, because I go over to Mount Clemens and people would tell me I sound better, but then as you notice, somebody's talking on Mount Clemens, they start breaking up. Bang Bang, so I speak here. Is this thing working all right?
Yeah, you're sounding all right now, man. You're sounding pretty good right now, except for the diesel noise in there. But other than that, you are readable. I can hear you, understand you, and all that stuff, definitely.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I slid the antenna on the cookie sheet. I slid it over it to the window. I mean, you know, further to the window. I was told it was really bad, so I slid it away from the window, just a little past the halfway mark on the cookie sheet, and there it is. So as long as I got something going until I put it back in the window there, Roger.
Yeah, definitely Roger that for sure. All right, Dave, yeah, sounds good, man. We'll holler at you here. WSVM 993 clear and monitoring, Bay County.
Hey, Roger that, Chad. Appreciate it, man. At least I know I'm getting out. I don't want to keep keying up and asking for radio check, radio check, radio check. You know, I know that's kind of frowned upon here, but sometimes you got to get one. Anyway, Chad, I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good as usual, real good. WSFZ 793 on the side monitoring.
WRYT 589 monitoring. I can barely make you out.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, 544, Bob. WSFZ 793.
Good, sir. Hope you and yours are well on this beautiful Sunday day. The sun is shining up here for sure.
Yeah, Roger that. Appreciate it. Hope the same for you. How's the progress going up there? Go ahead.
Now that the National Guard is here, things are slowly getting back to normal. Last report I heard, 60,000 plus still without power. Outlying areas, of course, they're still clearing the roads, and they're expecting more oxygen delivery up here today, I believe. Or tomorrow, one of the two.
Yeah, Roger that. I was telling somebody yesterday, it reminded me when I lived up in the Dome, we had an ice storm, a really bad ice storm come in, and we were without power for about 2.5 weeks. We had a friend of mine loaned us a generator, 5,500, and it ran the whole house. So we had that. But everywhere we drove, no matter what dirt road we were on or whatever, all poles were just laying over. I was thinking, man, it's going to take them at least a year before they get the power together over here. Roger.
Roger that. I understand that the Sheboygan County Emergency Management Center, it's been rumored now. Our governor asked one of the National Guard colonels down there, do you think we can have the power on in a week? And he said, no, we won't be done here for 30 days, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, to my surprise, well, you know, like I said, we were out for 2.5 weeks. I thought it was going to be longer, because like I said, there wasn't a pole standing no matter where we drove. Every pole was down, and wires all over the place, and, you know, and I thought to myself, well, it's going to take them at least a year to get this thing back up. But not too well. I don't know about anybody else out there, but we had our power back on in 2.5 weeks. So it took that long there, okay?
Roger that. It's quite catastrophic up here, and you're right. So many poles snapped, so many lines down. And, of course, the big hindrance was all the trees in the roads and in driveways, and people couldn't get out of their homes. But slowly but surely, things are getting back to normal here. I was up without power for 5 days. No biggie. Had the generator on the refrigerator and the freezer and the electric blanket, so I was good to go.
Electric blankets, gotta have those. That's a must, dog. Yeah, I think it's more catastrophic up with the storm that hit you. Is a lot more catastrophic than the one that hit us back then. But well, you know, like I said, about every pole was down and everything else there. But glad you're doing all right, though. I'm glad they're getting it hooked up out there. From what I've seen on YouTube and everything, it's a bad situation. I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, in the beginning I heard there was an ice storm up there. I was kind of surprised. But then after talking to Kurt and everything and hearing other people, I was like, oh, wow, man, I guess it's worse than I thought. So I started seeing, and somebody's been taking videos of everything and putting it on YouTube, and then, you know, I was like, wow, that's pretty messed up there. Roger.
Good copy there. Yeah, one old lineman that I spoke with up at the emergency management center there in Sheboygan, he stated he's been at this 32 years, and he's never seen this kind of devastation. You know, hurricane comes through, it's done. Double whammy. We got the terrific ice storm, and the next day we had the winds come through. So a small part of what they had got back up came down as well. And so on. But yeah, they're on the ball. We have some 242 mutual aid utility companies from around the country here. And of course, the National Guard got here. Things started to improve rather rapidly. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. You say you have power, or are you still on the generator?
I have power. I was without for 5 days, and blessed to have it back on. So all systems go here at the Home 20, brother. All right, we won't tie up the channel. Always a pleasure. And again, it's great to be back on the MIA network from Sheboygan here. What you say? Always a pleasure. Take care. WICP 544, Claire monitoring on your plane, sir.
All right, Bob. I was about to say the same thing in case anybody else wanted to get in and say hello to you. It's great to have you back on the air, though. It is good to talk to you again. And glad that you're doing all right. Kurt kept me informed on how you're doing and everything there. And, you know, blessings to him, too, for, you know, letting everybody know you're all right. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793 on the side, pondering.
I appreciate the kind words. WRZQ 544, Clara Monitor.
Roger, Roger, anytime. WSOZ 793 Minor. WSGT 570, WSET 257, you out there? WSET 257, clears and monitoring. WSTU 844, turn around anywhere. Here, there. WSOZ 793. No Kathy, WSGU 844. WSOZ 793.
Nothing but static, Bear Station. WITG 959.
Bear, it's a Wicked Bob.
All that came through that time was Sheboygan Bob.
That's all I said. I'm not the person making noise. I just said, where's Sheboygan Bob?
He's right here, WRZP 544, sir.
Hey, Bob, I heard rumors. Anyhow, yeah, we got it working the other night. And actually, we didn't. Long story, but not for here. And it's been a while. Anyhow, it's Sean down here, WRUU 850. How you been?
Totally understandable, Sean. Good to hear you back on the network. And yes, it's definitely a positive note to be back up and running here in Sheboygan. All systems go here, 5 days without power personally. Generator and refrigerator, freezer, and the electric blanket. So plenty of food and water on hand. So made it through. And now that the National Guard has arrived in numbers, slowly things are getting back to normal.
Alrighty, well, I'm glad to hear it, Bob. Sounds good. I know it was quite a mess up there. And that last little bit that went through last week really put the final in the some spots. It's just a mess. A lot of the communication stuff up there is really monkeyed up with all that hanging ice and everything. All right, good to hear you. I've kind of caught you in the corner, you know, just kind of off to the side. I usually got this radio running, and I've heard you out there, so... Sounds like a winner. WRUU 850, I'll let you get back to whatever it is you were doing before.
Thank you, that, Sean. Always a pleasure, sir. It truly is. Had the Mission 6 here crew yesterday. We'll finish up. I had three big trees fall, and thank goodness nothing hit the house. So we'll talk again, brother. Again, thank you, and look forward to talking. WRZP 544, Claire monitoring the network.
WSCM 993 mobile monitoring Bay County.
for the SFZ, 793 monitoring.
WFCL 475, Ronald, are you hearing me?
Roger, I got you loud and clear.
WFCL 475.
Okay. WSFC, 793 monitoring.
WSGH. WSGH
92. 92, you calling me?
How too wide?
Negative. I was just doing a little test here in SWR meter, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. My, after I threw my call letters out, nobody responded. I hit scan and I was scanning. I caught the tail end of your call. I thought maybe you might have been calling me. What SWR meter you got? Oh.
All
right, no contact 92, WSOG 793,
scanning. 793, Dave, WSBM 993 mobile.
Yeah, come on, Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Roger, yeah, sounding real good now, man. No diesel engine in the background. It's definitely sounding really good, man. A lot, 100% better actually than what it was sounding earlier, man. Full quieting, really clear. No diesel engine. It's sounding great, man.
Yeah, all right, cool, man. Appreciate it. I was moving things around and setting this tray and trying to. Trying to get it to work while it's in the room here. I appreciate that. You sound good too, man. Full quieting, loud. Sounds really good, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, we're on the DD20 mobile right now, medium power, so that's what we're using right now. But yeah, just wanted to jump in there real quick and say hey or whatnot, and that sounding good and everything. So. Jump back off of here and we'll give you a holler. WSBM 993, clear, monitoring mobile.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, I appreciate it. I did all that, and I found a couple radios here that I had that I forgot that need work, so I got them up on the fence, and I'm just getting ready to break out my soldering station and everything and go at it. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Chad, my friend, WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Hey, anybody available to give me a signal report? This is WSOZ 257.
It's working, 257. Sounds really good. Really nice, though. WSOZ 793.
Okay, appreciate the call back. I've been playing with this radio a while. People were saying it had a weird hum to it. Seems to be a power source. It's one of the battery packs I was using was getting it that. So, thanks again for the call back. WCG 257 clear.
All Roger that. Hang on a second, 257. You do have a noise in there. How can I describe it? It's like an ignition noise. It sounds like some kind of ignition noise there. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I'll keep working on it. Seems to be once only off the battery power when I hooked up to the car, straight off of the battery there, it seems to be okay. So I'll keep working away at it. Thanks. 3-2-5-7.
Yeah, Roger, you're welcome. What kind of radio is that?
It's definitely not a radio out of the QB25.
QB25, you said?
Yeah, I think it's basically the same thing. Yeah,
Roger that. Well, the person I just got done talking to, Chad, he had a DB25, and he put it in his car, and he said that it had all kinds of ignition noise on the receive side. There. When he went over to the DB20, then it all quit. So that's what it sounds like on your end. It sounds like ignition noise coming through. So, all right, I'll let you know. I just wanted to let you know that. WSOC 793, I'm on the side monitoring.
Roger that. Again, appreciate it. 793, WCG 257, clear monitoring.
Station 257, Station 257 with the DB25, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear, mobile. WSGV254, Ed, WSBM 993, copy. WSGV254, Ed, do you copy? WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear, monitoring.
Monitoring. Station 772. Station out there, 772. WIAG 48, copy.
Jack, I just want to wave my hand at you and good afternoon. WSOC 793.
Well, hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Moving some stuff around, arranging some things here, and now I got a couple radios I found that I forgot about that need work. I got them up on the bench here. But, yeah, everything's going good. How you doing?
793.
WIAG, 48,
copy.
I'm not hitting the repeater. What's happening?
772, you're hitting the repeater. Coming out loud and clear, over.
Hello, test, test.
Jack, 488, can you hear me?
993 can hear you, Dave.
Yeah, all right. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they shut the Detroit repeater off or what. I was talking. I'm not kidding.
WSGG 772 Shelby Township, we're over and out. Dave, is that you out there trying to make it in? Dave, WSBM 993, copy.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
What did you say?
WSGH 922, radio check.
Loud and clear, 922. WSGI 422.
All right, thanks, Jimmy. Just doing some testing here. WSGH 922, clear.
Signal report, and let me know if you can hear background noise in this transmission, WSGT 257.
Yeah, that noise is still there, it's just not as loud, WSGI 432.
Are your stations available for a signal report? Let me know if you hear some background noise in this transmission, WSGT 257.
257, your noise is gone. WSGI 432.
Hello, are you there?
Are stations available for a signal report? Let me know if you hear any background noise of this transmission, WSGT 257. Are any stations available for a signal report? WACT 257.
Nope, sorry.
Yeah, it's broken. Send it back.
WSDH 922-93.
Station 993, WSDH 922.
WSDH 922, clear.
WRTP 347, mobile, monitor.
You still in there? WSOC 793.
No contact, Jack. WSOC 793 on side monitoring.
WRUU 850 testing Detroit.
Try it now.
What's up with the repeater?
It was turned off because of you.
Why? What did I do?
Acted like a TV here again.
How is it I'm acting like a CB-er? Tell me, how is it I'm acting like a CB-er?
Fred, are you doing your taxes?
Literally doing them.
I was wondering why you were so salty. Let the boys play, come on.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring in Saginaw County.
WFSZ 793 monitoring.
WSHR 566 to 844.
WRYC 589 monitoring. Station 589, this is WRVV 525. Just hopped in the mobile. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself? You're coming through clear.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Just making a quick run, grab a few groceries, and kind of taking it easy on a Sunday.
Can't blame you there.
All right, yeah, you're sounding good there too. Which repeater are you coming in off of? response. Anyway, I'll be monitoring.
I'm coming in off the flip repeater. I'm sorry.
I think I might have doubled with you on that last one. Anyway, yeah, I'm cruising in the car here for a few minutes. WRVD 525 Mobile and Southfield.
525 Southfield, WSDM 993, copy.
Hey, Chad, yeah, how's it going up there in Saginaw?
Going pretty good today, man. Nice and sunny out. Nice day today. I hope it's going the same for you down there in Southfield. Just wanted to jump in there and say howdy or whatever to you and whatnot. And hope all is well. Safe travels and whatnot on this Sunday afternoon. Just figured I'd jump in there and say hi real quick. Copy?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, it's been a nice day here, too. A little bit of cloud cover, but still got the sun peeking out there, you know, relatively warm. Did a little bit of work in the yard, but mostly just been kind of taking it easy inside. Yeah, making this quick grocery run and get back home and getting ready for the week.
Roger that. Just wanted to jump in there and say howdy real quick, but, you take it easy and have yourself a good rest of your afternoon and whatnot and all that good stuff, and we'll do it again. This will be WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we'll catch you next time. WSBM 993, WRBP 525, monitoring for another 5 minutes or so here.
WRC 589. Sorry about that. I had a customer call me. WRYC 589. Clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
USTI 432, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 432, Jimmy. WSFZ 792.
Good afternoon, Dave. How's it going today? USTI 432.
It's going pretty good, having a good day here and enjoying it, I suppose. How's things going over there?
Not too bad. Heading back home from Birch Run.
Oh, you mobile?
Sir, I'm just south of exit 131 on I-75.
Yeah, roger that. You sound really good. Sounding good. Full signal, almost full quieting there, okay.
Roger that. I'm using the DB20G with the Nagoya 72 magnet mount.
Yeah, roger that. That's becoming a standard out here with everybody. Just about everybody out here is running. Not everybody, but just about running the 20G with the 72 there, roger.
Yeah, copy that. I originally started out with the DB25, but I was getting feedback in my speakers when I would key up, so I exchanged it for a DB20.
Yeah, well, from what I've experienced out here, Everybody that's got a DB25 seems to have a little bit of a problem with them, especially in the car with the alternator noise and stuff. I talked to somebody earlier out here who had the alternator noise in his transmit. I was running a DB25, they're okay.
Yeah, roger that. I think I heard that earlier.
Everybody had the DB25. They all switched over to DB20. No alternator noise, no nothing. I'm not pushing the radio, I'm just saying. The 20 is a better radio. All right, Jimmy, man, I'll let you mobile on. Do your thing. Good talking to you. Sounding good. I just wanted to get in there and wave a hello to you. And we'll talk to you again, man. WSOZ 793, clear up your final.
All right, Dave, it was good talking to you, man. You have a good day, and I'll talk at you later. WSGI 432, clear. Mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, mobile monitoring for a few minutes anyway.
WRVD 525. WSGI 639 for radio check.
I got WSEM, I didn't get the numbers. You're coming through, but you're real fuzzy, okay?
Copy, sir, thank you. I'm on a handheld at Tona, Michigan, WSEM
639. Roger, I believe it's WSPN 369. Make sure your antenna is straight up and down, vertical. And try to go near a window or something. Yeah, Roger, just trying to help you out. It's real fuzzy. It's a little hard to hear you. You know, as long as you make sure your antenna's vertical and you go somewhere near a window, you probably do better. But anyway, have a good one. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WRYS 363, monitoring.
USDT 570, WSDT 257, are you there? WSDT
257 here. WRDT 546, how about the radio check?
546 is working. WSOZ 793.
Hey, I appreciate that down here in Oregon, Ohio. Just making sure I was making the trip. Sounded good.
Yeah, roger that. You're sounding good. You got a little bit of fuzz with you, bud. Nothing, nothing to get a nitpick over here. The audio's good, they're okay.
I appreciate that report.
No problem. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Akron, Ohio. WIUG 38. Copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Ohio. This is WSOZ 566.
IUG 48, you said 566? Come on back, get it with a cosign.
My call sign is WFHR 566.
You're sounding good. Must be bad to open tonight, or just now. Yeah, because it's probably sunny out there. And how far are you from Bowling Green?
I'm in near Detroit, probably just a little bit north of Detroit, Mount Clemens.
In Ohio.
Yeah, you're sounding good. It sounds like you're in my right in my front room.
In Ohio, or where you at?
Oh, I'm in Michigan.
All right. We'll talk later. WIUG 38.
WSHR 566. Monitoring.
218. A station out there, 218. WIUG 38. Copy. One more time. The station 218. Station 218. WIUG 38. Copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG 38. Clear.
WSTJ 347. Monitoring 10.
347. What's happening, buddy?
A whole lot, just playing in the garage, playing with antennas, built a dipole antenna, but I got nowhere to put it up down here.
You got to do with it, you got to take it to Valley Road.
Yeah, roger that. I thought I'd have enough room in the yard, but I don't, so I will take it up north. Got lots of room up there.
You got plenty of room up there. Anyhow, how you doing today? I see you were, I heard you a while ago, you said you were sitting home.
Just hanging out in the garage, had a day off, so did some running around, got some things done, cleaning up. How you been? Been on that 2 meter, 70 centimeters?
There's nothing going on right now. I don't know what it is. I guess everybody out there, you know, I guess church time or whatever, go eat dinner or something like that. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Even on HF radio, there's hardly anybody out there.
I turned the drag on 10 meter, actually. There was nobody out there.
I just was on 10 meters a little bit, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. I had nobody out there.
Believe you. And maybe tonight. And I don't know. A few minutes ago, there was somebody out there from Ohio. But you know what? I was on the ISS website. And I heard them here, and I talked to them. They give the cosign right away, but after a couple of minutes, not a couple of minutes, minute and a half, they were gone.
Yeah, roger that.
coming back at 9:45 tonight, so I'll get a hold of him again.
I'll have to try that one of these days.
Do that. You get that DB20, what you do, go on the VM and put their frequency. That's all you need to do. And you can hear them.
Roger that.
Good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. And not here, another side there. It doesn't matter. Take care. WIEG 48.
Alright,
Jack, I'll see you later, so I'll see you in 93.
WSBJ
347 will be standing by monitoring.
Alright, Jack,
488,
WSOZ 793.
Dave,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good. I was telling him I was on the ISS side and I heard them coming in. So I answered them back. They answered my cosign back and that was it. After a minute and a half they were gone.
Yeah, Roger. I was sitting there and I heard you call for Ohio. And I heard 566 come in. My eyes popped open. I was like, wow, that dude's in Ohio, man. He's coming in here real good there, Roger.
He was not in Ohio. I don't know why, but I heard him, you and him. You say he was staying in Ohio.
Roger, he said he was in Macomb by the Mount Clemens repeater somewhere. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick, even though I didn't plan on doing it, but the DB20, you have the modified for the transmit 2 meter. Do you know that modification?
No, I don't. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how.
Yeah, right. It ain't no big thing. Even if I knew the modification, I didn't plan on modifying it unless I get a ticket. Then I'd modify it. But all right, I just wanted to know if you knew that or not. I know that there's a modification you have to do to it in order to open it for 2 meters. I looked on YouTube, I don't see anything, but nobody seems to know. But anyway, I'll let you get on with your business. It's good talking to you. You're sounding really good, really good. And we'll talk later, my friend. Have yourself a good rest of the day. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring after yours.
If the only thing on YouTube has got all the answer, really. You got to search a little bit more on the YouTube, and you'll find out.
Hey, Roger. Well, I just did a quick search. I just wanted to know what you have to do to... Like I said, I don't plan on doing it. I just wanted to know what the modification was, because I believe the advertisement for this radio, it said GMRS and 2 meter. You know, and it does have some 2 meter frequencies in it, in the list, but they're just receive only there, Roger.
Find out, I will let you know with no problem at all. But you know what? I stay the way they are because now you got it all set, hooked up the right way on the computer. So leave it the way it is. That's what I would do. I'm not saying you can do it, whatever, it's your radio. But I would keep it that way, it's better. WIEG 48, we're clear.
Yeah, right, and I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I ain't going to do that. I don't plan on, even if I find the modification, I ain't going to do nothing to this radio. I love it too much. I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSHR 56.
6 to 793. Yeah, come on, 566.
Yeah, I got mixed up there. I thought that guy was calling from Ohio, so, unless he was, I think we're...
No, he was calling for somebody from Ohio, and when you first came in, you came, you know, you came in, but you had some buzz with you, but you came in pretty good, and my eyes popped open. I thought, wow, that dude's in Ohio? But then you said where you were at. I was thinking, geez, for Ohio, he's coming in really good there, Roger.
Yeah, affirmative for that. Yeah, sorry about that.
There ain't nothing to be sorry about, man. It, you know, you, it is what it is. It's how it happens. But he has a habit. He seems to find people from other states talking. I don't seem to have that luck, but he does. And, you know, he's the encyclopedia of PMRS. You need to know anything, you just ask him, and he's got the answer. But, no, ain't nothing to apologize about. It's just, it is what it is there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm Sherman's friend, Kevin. I think he saw him last week during the storm.
You're talking about 844 Sherman?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't give his call. Yeah, 844.
Yeah, Sherman, man, he's my buddy out here. Great guy, really is. Yeah, my name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm over here in Warren. Good to meet you, Kevin.
Yeah, good to meet you. Yeah, I just got this radio last week, and I just got into this, so I don't know too many people out there. I wrote down a lot of call signs and stuff, so you might hear me call you every once in a while if I hear you on there.
Roger, call me anytime you want, but I warn you, I got a reputation out here for long-windedness sometimes. Sometimes I get so long-winded my radio gets hot. You want a handheld?
Yeah, that's affirmative. I'm on a bail thing.
Yeah, Roger, that thing sounds great, man. Wherever you're standing at, as long as you keep the antenna pointed straight up, not tilted or anything, you'll be good, man. Yeah, that thing sounds good there, Roger.
Yeah, David, it helps out, too, when you're about a mile away from Mount Clemens, because I'm sitting in my kitchen right now, and it's facing towards that way where the repeater's at, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess yeah, that's probably why you sound so good. You're right there at the repeater there. All right, Kevin, let me, hold on a second, sir. Let me get the call sign from you.
Okay, it's WSHR566.
Yeah, all right, I wrote it down. I'm gonna put it in my computer on the log there in a few minutes there. Oh, I already got you on here. Oh, you're the one that was out there on that stormy day, doing a weather report or something. You're a volunteer fireman or something, right?
Yeah, I'm a part-time firefighter, and I took the spotter class over there in Macomb County last week, so I can't do the Skywarn because I don't have a ham license. If I had a ham license, I could do the Skywarn, but I figured on here I could, you know, if there's storms coming through, I can, you know, let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I thought you sounded familiar. I already have you on my log. I put you in the day you were given the, yeah, it's still appreciated. You know, even if you stand outside looking around, you're seeing bad stuff, you're reporting it, it's appreciated. You know, all the information is usable. Welcome to the GMRS community. You'll find people out here very helpful and pretty much friendly and polite. Ain't no bridges out here. It's great. It's a great community there, okay.
Yeah, that's a sensible, that's a copy that. Yeah, yesterday I talked to that guy up in Sheboygan, I forget his name, but he was coming in loud and clear. I can't believe that we could talk to somebody way up there.
Yeah, Roger, Sheboygan Bob. He was off for a few months. Something happened to the repeater, and he wasn't able to get on for a few months, and he just got on the other day. Good talking to him. I used to talk when I first started out here. He helped me out a little bit and talked to me and everything, and then his repeater went down, and it was a couple months, and then he just got back out here, I think, yesterday. They got it up and running. He got out here yesterday. They're okay.
That's the problem. I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. I'm trying to solder something here, so it's a pain in the butt. But I'll talk to you later. Nice talking to you. WSHR 566, clear.
Hey, Roger, Dad, you know the funny thing is I'm soldering here, too. I'm doing some soldering here, too. Before you go, what are you soldering?
Oh, I got one of those garage door openers, you know, the program where you punch in your code, and the wire came out, and the one wire I was trying to get in, and once you know it, the other one came out, so I started soldering it. I had it, put it in the thing, and once you know it, it came off, and now the one side, I don't think it's contacting, so I'm going to try doing it again. If not, I'm just going to have to get a new one.
Yeah, Roger that. Is that your first time soldering, or do you know how to solder?
Great. No, I'm not really too good. I had a remote control car that I had a wire on, and I tried it, and I got it, and it's still working. And there was something else, too, so I'm learning, so. But like I said, I had it working, and then kapooey, so I know what wire it is. I think it's still a solder on it, or it's not connecting, so I just got to get in there and remelt it or whatever and try to get or re-solder it again, but hopefully I'll get it.
Yeah, Roger, got a break in there, so I'll put it on you later. Like I said, good talking to you. Give me a holler anytime you want, man. WSOZ 793 monitoring. Go ahead, break.
Roger. Yeah, Dave, I just have a question there for Kevin. WHSR 566, Kevin, WSBM 993, copy.
He answered you, but I think he quit, Keith.
Hey, Kevin, do you copy me? This is WSBM 993.
Yeah, I copy you, 993.
Hey, Roger, I just had a quick question. I heard you talking to Dave that you had mentioned something about the Skywarn class or whatever. You said that you went to that, but they didn't let you do it because you weren't a ham radio operator. Is that correct?
Oh, no, the class is for anybody to take it. You guys can take it, too. But I found out that the only way you can really do the Skywarn, as far as I know, unless I got misinformation, that you can't do the Skywarn stuff unless you have a ham radio license.
Oh, okay, because I thought when you were talking to Dave there, I thought you had said something about that they wouldn't let you do it or whatever because you weren't a ham, but my misunderstanding, so. Yeah, that's all I was asking about. No big deal. All right, WSBM 993, clear. You can get back to Dave there. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
No problem, my man. We'll talk to you in a bit. Chad, WSOZ 793 monitoring.
This is WRKY.
WSBM 993, got a copy there, Chad. This is 993, I think we doubled, or somebody doubled with you there, Rick. I'll wait till it clears, and then I'll come back to you, Rick. WSBM 993.
Sorry, that was me. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick. WSB, I'm 993.
Yeah, I'm just sitting over here doing my usual hanging out in the weeds and eavesdropping. But just to be clear, anybody can go to the Skywarn classes and participate in the Skywarn classes and everything. But what he's saying is you can't be an actual spotter for Skywarn unless you have a ham license, because you have to have a ham license to transmit on the frequency they use. I just thought maybe I'd clear that up a little bit, just make it a little easier to understand. But, yeah, if you want to go to the Skywarn classes and learn about Skywarn and all that and everything, you can do that. You just can't be an actual spotter. WITG 959.
Hey, Roger that. What if someone wants to be a Skywarn spotter for GMRX? WSBM 993.
Well, there is. I know there's. I've heard them before, to where when they're doing the signal, the siren test, that there is a group that runs on GMRS and reports in through GMRS. I just can't remember exactly what channel it was on. But what's really funny is when we had that big storm that Sunday, my GMRS radio was going haywire with people talking and informing and all that and everything. My ham radio, I didn't hear a beep out of it from Skywarn. Not a beep. So, I don't understand their concept there. They all talked about going to meetings and doing all that and spotting, but I didn't hear a word out of the ham site. And I was monitoring two different channels that talk about Skywarn all the time.
Roger that. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, definitely. I get it. For sure.
So, yeah, I don't know if I just had issues that Sunday or what the deal was, but it was kind of odd to me that there was just nothing. But, yep. Well, but just wanted to kind of clear that up for you. I know eventually, Chad, you're gonna want to get that ham license. Eventually, you're gonna get bored with this, just having the, or just being able to only do the GMRS. I mean, some people get bored with it, some people don't. But I know if you're anything like me, you get bored with only having the one op, you know, the one variable, pretty quick and easy there. So that's why I kind of went to the ham side too. Gives you a lot more options to play with. Unfortunately, it just gives you a lot more options to have to spend money on, too. WITG 959, and I'm going to go back on the side here listening. So have a good day there, guys. 73.
Copy that, Rick. All right, yep, same to you, my friend. Take it easy. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSBI 432 monitoring.
WSDH 380 mobile and monitoring.
380. How you doing down there? WIUG 48.
Doing pretty good, Jack. I got a ocean handheld in my truck here with a window mount antenna. Not picking up any engine noise or anything.
Good. That Ocean is a good radio, Roger.
Copy that. They tell me it's a Super Heterodyne.
Ocean, they are good radios. I was going to get one 3 years ago, but it was late. It took almost a year, and I couldn't get it, so I had to cancel it out.
Yeah, copy that. They had an abundance of them when I ordered mine. Mine came in a few days.
Doing good. How many watts is that radio? It's about 8 watts or 5 watts?
I honestly don't know, Jack. I think it's a 5 watt.
Handheld, right?
Yes, sir. It's a handheld.
I'm good. And the antenna, what kind of antenna you got on it?
Nagoya 771G.
These radios, they all ran on that Nagoya. Very, very excellent. Even the audio, your audio is good too. Roger.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, the only thing I don't know about is leaving that thing outside in the wind and rain. I may just take it off or put it inside the car. I'm not sure that seals up real good on that end of that window well.
I don't know exactly, but really, they are a good radio. It's about 4 or 5 friends, they have them. They're always good. In fact, there's one from up north. He talked on the handheld with that Ocean Wisdom radio.
Copy that. Yeah, I thought about buying a KG-1000, but 50 watt. But I don't need a 50 watt. If I can hit the repeater with the 5 or 7 or whatever I've got here, why get a 50? I don't travel that much.
Agree with you. You know, really, these repeaters, they don't need no 50 watt. And I don't have. I do have one 50 watt, but I never put on, I always medium. I have 3-4 radios, and one of them is 10 watt, two of them 10 watt radio. I don't even put on 10 watts, only 5 watt radio. Roger.
Copy that. That's all you need to hit the repeater.
I'm glad you don't go out there and waste your money. I'm really glad of that. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. Well, I've reached the home 20 here, so I'm going to be on the side and get my groceries in the house. I'll talk to you later. WSDH380, standing by.
Hey, good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Station 488. This is WRYY 263, heading back.
263, how you doing?
Hey, good, Jack. This is Phil. I don't know if you remember. We talked last week or whatever. Just wanted to pick your brain. I ended up actually took my ham test last night and passed. I was wondering if you ever got that antenna, I think you said it was a Comet 2x4, hooked up, and how you like it.
Yeah, I'm glad you passed. Congratulations, anyhow. I passed mine about a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it was Monday before. Anyhow, and really congratulations for that, anyhow. The 2x4, I have that in the pickup truck. And it does excellent job between the GMRS 2-meter and the 70-centimeter. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. That I thought you were saying that. That's what you picked up and you liked it. What kind of radio are you using in the truck for that size?
I'm using the DB20G. The DB20G I'm using. That's what I'm using on a pickup truck. I can tell you when how to get the magnet mount and the antenna. There's two, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Is that the NMO mount you have for that one, with the magnet mount?
Magnet mount, but it has to be from certain place they have them. I don't know if you know that or not. Nobody else have them except that, because that would be the 2x4, Comet 2x4. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Have you been on that side? Any activity or anything?
Always on that side, you know. I'm always on that side, 2 meters, 70 centimeter, you know what I mean? And I have a drag here. I can go on 10 meter if I want it, but it's just not enough time to do all that. Then plus I'm on the GMRS a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I just figured I'd see what you were doing. I knew you just recently got your license, so I'm just waiting on my numbers now. Hopefully, they said I should have them by Tuesday, but we'll see. Just trying to plan out, you know, get some things going so I can play around with it when I get it.
Maybe I can help you out with that one. When did you pass the test?
I actually passed it last night, so they said they'll be turning everything in Monday, and as long as I pay Monday, they said I should get the call sign probably Tuesday.
Now, Monday, because, yeah, he got it yesterday, so today is Sunday. Did they, download it through FCC website, or they had to go by mail?
No, everything was downloaded. I ended up doing it remote online, so it was like a Zoom call. Had to do the test like that, so they had all the information digitally, so they said it should move pretty quick.
Okay. And here's what you do tomorrow then. What you do is go on the FCC website. Go on that website, it says sign in with your email and password, and in the middle it says your FRN. You got your FRN, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they already have all that. They're supposed to turn everything in tomorrow. And then they said I'll get the email from the FCC to go pay the $35, and then once I do that, they said it should be processed hopefully by Tuesday.
If it's not, let me know. I'll tell you what's going on. When you put the FRN, it sure shows, you know what I mean? And if it's not, you have to call them. Say, hey, I can't get it. I have to pay that $35. And they walk you through it to pay the $35. And they download it at night, at midnight, so it'll be next day for you. Ready?
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I'll keep an eye out tomorrow, and hopefully I get something, get it paid, taken care of, and I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know if I end up getting them on Tuesday.
And the 2x4, I got it from, I ordered it from eBay, but Amazon got it, but a little bit more expensive. The eBay was about $79, but it's a good antenna. You know, we tested it, but not only me, I have about four or five friends. They all have them. they all really have that 2x4. Anyhow, I can give you the Magnemite and where you get it from. It's right here in front of me if you like. Or you want to leave it, there's no problem too. Roger?
Yeah, sure. What kind of Magnemount is it?
They call it Jet Screen. That's GETSTREAM. Jet Stream.
Okay, yeah, I'll check that out then. And then you're just using the DB20? You're not having any issues getting over? You said 2 meter, 70 centimeter.
Yeah, the DB20G will do it. Anyhow, there's another one. Let me give it to you. JTM 6N as in Nancy, and M as in Mary, and O.
Sorry, Jack. Give me that one more time. If you don't mind.
J is like, not like Jack, but it's J. It's not, JT, T is in Tom, M is in Mary, number 6, N is in Nancy, M again is in Mary, and O is in out.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you.
You're going to have to go through those guys. Those guys, they're in Ohio, outside Ohio a little bit. They call it R&L. R&L Electronic. R is a Ronald and L, like Roll Electronic. They're out of Ohio. When you call them, he says, I have 2x4 Comet, and I'd like to know if I can get a Magnemount. And they're going to ask you a question. That Magnemount you want, about the size of the quarter? You say, yeah, the size of that quarter.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it. You said you have it on your pickup truck, right on the roof?
And a pickup truck I had. And I'm not going to swear or anything like that. I drive 85 mile an hour, and it's still up there. And I still can talk on it. I was out there last week, and I was talking on it. It was 85, from 75 all the way to Square Lake Road.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll get looking it up right now and see if I can find it.
They're open tomorrow, and they have an 800 number. I don't have it here in the front of me, but if you Google it or something like that, it'll give you that R&L Electronic. And you call them and you tell them what you want, the one I gave you, the GTM6. Just tell them that, NMO, and they will give you that. And they will ask you, really, they ask me the same thing. Is it size a quarter? I said, yes, it's size a quarter, that Magnemount.
Okay, yeah, real good. I'll look it up, I'll Google it then, and get their number and give them a call. All right, well, thanks. I just wanted to reach out. I heard you on here and figured I'd ask you a couple questions.
Anytime you like, you don't have no problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. And tell me one other thing. What is that cosign again? That way I'll know who do I talk to.
Yeah, WRYY263.
No problem at all. All right, buddy. Take care. And if you got any more questions, let me know. I'll be glad to help you out. WIUG for 8.
All right. Sounds good. You have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon. WRYY 263, I'll be clear.
WRUU
850.
WSTH 380. Come on, 850. Not sure I caught all that. I caught WS something and I missed it. So I'm not sure I caught everything. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean, is it?
That is correct. And what would be your name? I don't recognize the voice right now.
My first person was Nick. I'm over here in Hazel Park, WSDH 380. I'm experimenting with an antenna.
Okay, so the name is Nick. Thank you, Nick. And, I assume you're trying to get into Detroit. You got a little bacon fry, but it sounds good. You're solid. No problem whatsoever. You could do this all day, and no one would complain.
Hey, copy that, Sean. I got a Ocean V9GX and a window mount for my 771G antenna. I got it set on the dog crate in the living room.
Well, it's doing it for you. It's getting the job done. So, there you go. I guess you've found a solution. Short of getting something outside.
Yeah, I copy that. I got a DB20G that on the magnet mount on the stove. The kitchen. That one works real well, too. I can get to control it. Most of the little bit of pieces I can get to the mount.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, being in Hazel Park, it puts you kind of between, you know, that you're not far from me, and it kind of puts us between the two big repeaters, and, you know, right now the Mount Clemens got some issues, so Detroit's probably best. I know it seems to be best for me, but needing to get up there and have a look at it, see if we can get that one working again. I got some equipment swap outs that got to be done up there, so hopefully at that time we can get things squared away. But you're sounding good. All right, Nick, I had a pleasure meeting you, and I got to jump out here and grab some food. Got some takeout from Young's. I'm sure you're familiar with Young's over there on 11 Mile Road in Royal Oak. They're our favorite, even though I got to pass two or three Chinese restaurants to get to Young's, but worth it. After yours, WRUU 850.
Copy that, Sean. I'm reading you loud and clear. Enjoy your meal. WSTH 380, standing by.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring the station.
WSBM 993, monitoring Saginaw County. WRPB 448 monitoring.
WRCP 544. Good afternoon, Carson. Or I should say good evening.
Good evening, Bob. How are you doing today?
Better, it'd probably be illegal. What tree damage I did have was considerable. I did save my birch tree. She was bent over to the ground, but she's back upright and looks like she'll do fine. But Mission 6 crew was out and about. They took care of a fireman's house, took care of his yard and such, down trees. They were all morning, and then they were here shortly after lunch. And we finished up everything we didn't get done last night. So, again, all systems go, Kurt.
Well, very good. Good to see the cleanup getting done. Other than that, the rest of your community is on the mend, I take it?
All honesty, yes. Slowly, as you know, they had to rebuild pretty much the grid, substations, distribution. Many AM, FM radio towers came down up here as well. With the National Guard's assistance and praise, you know, thank God we have them. Slowly but surely, things will get back to normal here. I think there's less than 60,000 people without power at this time.
Well, very good. I don't have much to report down here. Been battling a headache all day. So this is my first time on the radio. Figured I'd be on for a little bit before I resign to the internet. WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Also, have you been able to talk to a lot of people since you've been back, Bob? Question mark.
RZP 544. All right, yes, Kurt. The welcome back has been overwhelming, certainly heartfelt, and I can't say enough about the Mission Aid system. It was a grind, not being able to communicate, but then again, all communication systems went down here. So, yes, the welcome back has been a great response, and, of course, I'm thankful, and I'm truly blessed to have a network here on the old GMRS. Back to you, sir.
Well, the community definitely missed you. Man, I don't have a whole lot more to add right now. Wife just brought me up some dessert. I'm going to break into that, and I'll be monitoring intermittently. Again, Bob, welcome back. Always great to talk with you. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final.
Kurt, I sure appreciate it, as you know. Enjoy your dessert, and as always, a pleasure to have you in my receipt, Kurt. Be blessed. Have a great evening. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WFHR 5 5 5 6 6 3 8 4 4. WFHR 5 6 6.
Do you know where your kids are at? WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
WRPV 44A, clear.
WRWR257, monitor.
This is WSUT257. Any stations available to give me a signal report? Let me know if you got any background noise coming through on this transmission.
WRWR257, I can't work. Bob, you can't wait to count, sir. You, Charlie, your signal is good. However, you do have minimal background noise. How copy, over.
I appreciate the report. Had a couple of stepping on each other there, but I think I got the gist. Sounds pretty good, but it does sound like there is a little bit of background noise, so I thought I got it sorted. Thanks for the report. WCT 257, clear and monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Station calling, WRZP 544. Sir, I am up here in Sheboygan. It's Bob here. However, you are broken and unreadable at this time. Over.
Copy that, Bob. I'm just down the outskirts of the repeater. I'll try back here in a moment when I get a little closer. Over.
Sir, please do. I was able to copy your last transmission there, and travel safe there. With very little popcorn, so you're getting better as you get closer to the repeater. We'll stand by WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, standing by.
Station 922. Station 922 W. Grade 8, copy.
Station 488, WSG 922.
Station 922, WIAG, grade 8. How am I sounding on this radio?
Sounding good as normal. Sounding real good.
That's my 88. Remember I told you that 88 radio? It's a good radio. I just, we took all the radios, but you know what? I ended up with no radio except this one. And I can't get in on the net. Today it was Hazel Park's net. 146-640, but I can't get in. I don't have the radios.
Well, at least you're getting them fixed up. So, day or two, maybe you'll be back in rolling there.
Probably, anyhow. Remember that I was telling you that CYC 88, this is the one. I'm even inside the house.
Yeah, Roger, that sounds good, Jack, for sure.
Yeah, I started it with this radio in 22, really, and it was always sound good. I even was talking to Ohio from on this radio in the 22.
Yeah, what repeater are you on right now?
I'm on the Detroit repeater. You believe that? This is Detroit repeater.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's a good little radio for sure.
I just wanted to see if this thing getting out or not. That's my first time turning on this radio in the, what's that? In a year and a half. I have not turned this on just now. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Burning the dust off the finals there, Jack. Yeah, you're not missing much on the ham side. There's not a whole lot going on for sure. Pretty quiet tonight.
Well, it's always Sunday, I think, like that anyhow. Saturday and Sunday. Roger?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they got, noon nets and 8 o'clock nets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So there's enough stuff out there to listen to.
I also talk to you. Anyhow, good talking to you. And thanks a lot for coming back. Because I just wanted to see if it's getting out or not. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 38.
All right, Jack, you have a good evening. We'll chat later. WSGH 92 clear.
Station 544.
Jack.
Station 544. WIUG 48.
Roger.
Well, I guess Bobby's not out there. Anyhow, WIUG 48 is clear.
Hey, Jack, open up those ears. WRZT 544 calling.
Well, I guess you're right, Bob, because I'm on the old unit 22, the 88, the CYT 88. I'm on it. And I was just talking to Greg over there and Flint. Roger.
Good copy, Jack, and I understand you're on the Detroit repeater, so as always, sounding good. You have a 2-5 signal, modulation with very little static in the background, brother. Back to you.
All right, Bob, I just wanted to see how you're doing. That's about it. Nothing else. But now, you take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, Brady.
As always, it's appreciated, brother. You stay safe. All systems go here at the old Home 20, WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the network.
WRUG 488, WSCQ 999.
Well, good evening, Mike. How you doing today?
Evening, Jack. I just wanted to check in. Did you end up getting that your AM call sign yet?
Mike, I got mine Saturday. Not just Saturday past, Saturday before. Let me give it to you. KF8. DRC. The KF8 DRC stands for KF8 Detroit Rock City.
Roger, Roger. KF8 Delta Romeo Charlie. Okay, sounds good. Good to hear that, Jack. I was I know we talked a little bit ago. I think you just took the test, so I think last time you chatted, you didn't have the call sign from the FCC yet, but figured I'd just check in and say hi.
Sir, no problem. Anytime, Mike. Anytime.
And mine is Whiskey 8 Mike Charlie Victor W8MTV, and I'm pretty active on the South Lions Amateur Club net. Or their repeater there. I don't know if you can reach that from where you're at, Jack, but we do have a net every Sunday night there. We just got done with that a little while ago. So if you're ever able to reach out to South Lions, feel free to join in.
Mike, one more time, that call sign.
Yep, Whiskey 8, Mike Charlie Victor. Whiskey 8, Mike Charlie Victor.
I got you. I'm always on, I don't know if you know that, on the FBI warrant. I'm always listening to there. It's just the people I know, they're always there. Roger.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I don't think I got that one programmed in, but I'll just kind of check it out. It might be a little far for me, but because I'm over towards the north of Brighton here, so I don't know if I can hit that far away, but I'll try to check it out.
Well, there's about, I don't know how many repeaters, but I believe there's about 12 repeaters, and one of them is, it is in West Bloomfield, and I don't know how far you're from West Bloomfield.
Yeah, I might be able to hit that area. I'll just check it out again. I have a lot of, I got Livingston County,
Washtenaw County, that's Flint area. I'm from Genesee County area, repeaters programmed in here. But to kind of venture out more east towards you a little bit here, so I can hit any of those too.
So that will be 442-5000.
Roger, got that. Well, hey, Jack, man, good talking to you. I just heard you out there wanted to check in. It's been a few weeks or so just wanted to say hi.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you anytime you like. We'll talk again. And don't be shy. We will talk again.
WIUG 488. WIUG 488, WSBQ 999, I'll be cleared.
WRUG 488, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
There's Dave. Dave, what happened to you? I haven't heard you in a long, very long time. Roger.
Roger that. I was on, today was yesterday. I talked to Bob. Glad to hear he was back. And I just heard you got your tech license. Awesome sauce. I didn't get it. I didn't write it down. Mine is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Delta Charlie KF8DDC.
That'll be KF8DDC, correct?
You got it. Got it. I didn't get yours, though.
Yeah, mine is KF8DRC. It stands for KF8 Detroit Rock City.
Oh, Roger that. So I'm DDC, you're DRC. Same prefix to it. Also, I don't know if you were able to get the Ann Arbor repeater. 146.740, I believe it is. There is a noontime net. And Ann Arbor is a new part of it. It encompasses Flint and Grand Rapids, and it goes all the way up to Traverse City. There is a website. Let me get the website for you.
Now, Dave, what's that again? That's the frequency?
It's 146.740, I believe. It's Ann Arbor. Looking real quick here. The website is Whiskey 8 India Roger Alpha. W8IRA.org. And it's their website. They do a noontime net on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They also do one early in the morning. But it'll also show you the coverage map, and it doesn't even include Ann Arbor in there yet. There's Jackson and all that, but you'll see all the coverage area, and it goes all the way up to Vanderbilt, up there by where Bob's at.
So that is W8. NRA, correct?
Nope, you got it close, though. It's W8I, as in India, R-A, dot org. W-H-I-R-A dot org.
Hey, well, I'll search it on, I have the book I have for the ham. I'm going to find out what that's 1146.
740. I'll find it and I'll program it on the radio. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I am not sure what the tone and all is on it. The guy that was running it, we were trying to get it from him, and he left. We could ask him what the tone and all that is on it. But there's also one in Jackson that you might be able to get as well. Let me figure that one out. The one in Jackson is 145.4700.
A 145.470.
Roger that. Yeah, there's a negative offset, which is -5, I believe. And, or that'd be point six for a 2 meter. Negative offset of 0.6, and the tone is 114.8 megahertz.
I have a handbook, so I can find it, 145.470. And what day is those net are? Sunday, you said?
Nope, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. And people check in from all over the state, mostly for the west side. You get a lot of people from Grand Rapids and Battle Creek, Jenison. I can't think of all the other places over there, but it's mostly that. And it goes right up the coastline, Traverse City, and there's a couple people. There's one in Bay City. It gets on all the time. Another guy here in Genesee County in Genesee. So we got to kind of spread out all over the place. And we'd be happy to have one from Rochester Hills.
Yeah, no problem. I know a few of them on Flint, so... And they all connect together.
Well, if you're big and bad enough to get to Flint, the one in Flint is 147.10. And there's a positive offset on that, so it would be 0.6 on that one, plus. And the megahertz tone on it is 100.
I got it. Yeah, no problem at all. Anyhow, how you doing?
Good. I had the scanner going over here and seeing if anybody was talking anywhere, and... GMRS was the only thing that was hopping, and then I heard you in there, and I figured I'd give you a call, especially after I heard you got your license, which is awesome sauce.
Oh yeah, Dave, and about time. Anyhow, I've been told that from last year, you know, steady, but there still was kind of a good time to get that, so, you know, 2 weeks ago, and that's why it happened. But you know what? I opened up the floor of the general, and I asked 35 questions. It was 10 of them good, but I still got a study to get the other one.
Well, that'll be the next one. Right now, I'm just now starting to look at the general test right now. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully, within another month or so, I'll start getting something here as far as the base station going, and try to hit some of those repeaters that are out and about a ways. Right now, I'm strictly Flint area, although I can hit some places in Oakland County, even with the handhelds on 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But then... even technicians can get on 10 meter. So I'm going to dabble in that until I can get my general before all the sunspot activity is gone. I'll probably get my general when the skip stops That'll be my my luck right there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Dave, good to hear from you. Gotta go back out of here a little bit. Maybe somebody out there who can use the frequency. You take care. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. I'm not a size in the world, like they said. Take care. WIED, great eight.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. You take care as well. Yeah, you were my first contact on GMRS, so as far as all this radio stuff goes, between GMRS and 2-meter and 70-centimeter and everything like that, you were contact numero uno for me, so you got a special place for me. So take care, 7-3s. We'll be talking at you soon. I still listen on the scanner to see who and what's going on out there, and GMRS is part of the scanner anyways. So take care. We'll absolutely talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, Dave and Flushing, returning the frequency.
WSDU 844 calling WRUG grade 8, over.
Yes, how you doing today?
Doing okay, Jack. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, but you're sounding good, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Thank you. You also. Question for you.
Go ahead, Sherman.
I have a friend coming down from, where was he? He was up near, I don't know, it was, God, I don't know, up near, I don't know, where they were having the problems with the ice storm, but anyways, he's traveling down 75, and he might be a little south of St. Helen now. When will he be able to get in our system?
That I don't know, but there is a Sheboygan repeater, 675. It's open right now. Then when you get to Bay City, there's another repeater there, 550. Then you can come up to, they all open right now, so maybe he can get it on that 675 from Sheboygan.
Yeah, he's too far from the Sheboygan repeater, so yeah, I told him, because he's been, we've been communicating through Facebook Messenger, so yeah, I told him probably Bay City Saginaw, the 550 machine, so yeah, that's what I thought also. Thank you.
Yeah, because I don't know how far that repeater from Sheboygan to St. Helens. I don't know. Maybe the 544, Bob, maybe you can tell us.
Copy that. Okay, Sheboygan Bob, you still by? Native copy on the Sheboygan Bob. But yeah, my friend was saying that he was picking up some kind of net on the 700. 462.700, he was picking up some kind of repeater just north of St. Helens.
German, that could be Michigami. I'm not sure, but I think there's a few repeaters over that way. Roger.
Yeah. Well, it's northern Michigan, and I tried getting into mygmrs.com, but I couldn't get into it, so it wouldn't take my login. so I don't know.
Comment.
Go ahead.
All right, there's a GMRS repeater in Houghton Lake on 462.725. And there's also one in St. Helen, if I get this thing to scroll again. Where did it go? St. Helen has one at 462.625. But I don't know what they're connected to. Probably, I don't think they're connected to us, though.
Roger, roger. Thank you.
I don't think this repeater is connected anyhow. The closest one is at 675. But maybe he can hit it from there. I don't have no idea, like I said.
Well, thank you for the info, my friend, St. Helen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if you ever need to look up something, repeaterbook.com. You can look up specific, just look up Michigan GMRS repeaters, and Repeater Book has a bunch of them on there.
Copy that. I think I have Repeater Book saved on my Apple phone, so yeah, I appreciate that, my friend. This is WSGU 844, and the name is Sherman here out of Lapeer County.
WSPD 439 Dave in Flushing.
Well, thank you, Dave. 439. Gotcha.
Hi, Sherman. Yeah, back out of here a little bit. Gonna have something good to bring. Catch you later. Good to talk to you. Good to hear from you. WIUG, lady.
Roger, roger. Jack, always great talking to you. You know, yeah, I was listening to you guys for a while, so I waited till you're finished. So, yep, my friend that's traveling from north of St. Helens should be on his way and will be around Bay City or Saginaw area soon. So, okay, take care, my friend. We'll talk at you later. WSGU 844. We'll be standing by.
Maybe Sherman. Maybe Sherman finds out if he can get on that labor repeater, the 550.
Yeah, well, I told him about Saginaw and Bay City repeater 550, so, yeah. So maybe try that, one of those.
WIUG, Blade 8, clear.
Thank you, Jack. WSGU 844.
WRUG 488. WRVJ 258.
Jeff, how are you doing today?
Good evening, Jack. I understand you got your ham ticket.
About 2 weeks ago. And I try and hate, I don't have the radio reach in Hazel Park. I was on Hazel Park today. I couldn't get in. I don't have the radios is not programmed yet. So, I'm on the old radio, the TYT-88, which is I was using the first one I got into as GMRS.
Well, congratulations on passing your test and getting a ham ticket. I'm sure somebody at Hazel Park or on one of these breakfast get-togethers we'll be able to help you get that radio programmed and get you the information that you need to get on the local ham radio repeaters. There's a lot of them, and you should be able to make it in to most of them pretty easily once you get everything programmed in. So once again, congratulations, and hope to hear you on the ham bands. Have a good evening, Jack. WRVJ 258.
Again, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much, sir. And you take care, and I'll get these radio maybe in a couple of days or a day or the program, anyhow. And if you want, I can give you my call sign, but I'll be on that FBI warrant all the time. I have another radio, which is handheld, and you know, I'm on that one most of the time. Roger?
Yeah, okay. Is your, are either of your radios dual band radios?
Well, this one is dual band, but I got a DMR too. One of the PYP 390. I don't know if you heard of them or not.
Yeah, okay. There's not a whole lot of DMR activity around here. There may be a couple of repeaters, but most of the digital activity in this area is on C4FM, Yaesu System Fusion. But there's ways to work cross-mode. Usually involves a hotspot. That's how I do it. I can get into DMR or D-Star or pretty much any other digital mode using my Yaesu System Fusion handheld, but I have to go through my hotspot. So anyway, there's lots of ways to do it. I'm sure you'll find lots of folks that'll help you out. Have a good evening, Jack. I'll let you go. WRUG 48 from WRVJ 258.
All right, Jim. Good talking to you. And thanks a lot again. WRUG 48.
WSDS 447. WSDS 447. There's a station trying to get in there. You're not making it. You're being up the repeater, but you're not making it. Nope, still not making it. WSDS 447.
WRYC 589 monitoring.
I got the 589. This is WSDS 447. You got a copy on me?
Copy 447, you're sounding good.
Yeah, we're over here in Frankenmuth. I turned off the rest of my radios off. I left this one on. Come back down here and just see if anybody is out here tonight. But the name here is Bob, and we're in, like I said, we're in Frankenmuth. Back to you.
Hey, Bob, I'm Dave. I'm in Flint, Michigan. Nice to meet you.
I think you said Dave. There's a dog barking in the background. But, yeah, I just got back tonight from Cleveland, Ohio, visiting my daughter and granddaughter, son-in-law. They had a, granddaughter had a, had a concert, or no, a play. She was in a play, so we had to go see that, and then we had to, then my daughter plays in orchestra, so Well, they had an orchestra program Saturday night, so we went to see that. But you know, it's fun. But I wish they were a little bit closer. It's kind of a drag. I drive 4 hours to get there.
Yeah, especially if you don't get to do some walleye or steelhead fishing while you're there.
Well, I don't think, when is walleye fishing open? I don't think it opens up for a week or two yet, does it?
Normally open on all the Great Lakes.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more of the inland. I thought it opened up the same day trout fishing opened up.
Yeah, been slamming them in the Saginaw River and the Detroit River so far. They limit it out pretty fast.
That's a good thing. I know here in Saginaw they have a walleye festival in a town called Friedland, and it gets pretty crazy out down there. Everybody just kind of stays away from that town because there's just way too many people.
I don't know if they still do it, but I remember when there used to be Perchville in Bay City.
No, they don't do that no more. Maybe they do it in Caseville. Maybe they do something like that in Caseville. I don't know. But, I remember fishing for perch in the cuts in Bay City. And, you know, I mean, if they were in the cuts, which, if you don't know what the cuts are, they're big ditches for irrigation and whatnot. But the perch was coming there from the Saginaw Bay, and if they were in there, you had a double hook on your pole, you're pulling out two fish every 10 seconds. Otherwise, you may not be getting nothing the whole day.
Oh yeah, I fished that Thompson Road cut quite a bit when I was growing up with my dad. And it was either get shut out or catch a million fish. There was no in between.
Yeah, I remember one year, this is the best year I've had there, was I caught about 3/4 of a 5-gallon bucket of perch in 45 minutes. And I'm like, I really don't want to clean that many fish. So I asked the guy next to me, I says, hey, you want some perch? He goes, oh, yeah, I'll take them. So I, you know, I dumped, emptied out about 1/4 of my bucket, you know. I said, okay, I can handle half of a 5-gallon bucket. So I took that home and cleaned them. And we had several meals off of that. And the biggest one out of the bunch was a 14-inch. It was a 14-inch perch.
That's a nice perch.
Yes, it was. We also do perch fishing off of Drummond Island every fall, end of September, we go up to Drummond Island and go perch fishing. But, I mean, those years, I think the biggest one we cut off there was 16-inch perch. But every year how many years have we been going up there? Maybe 15 years, but the last several years has just been horrible. The commercial fishing up there is just wiping everything out. So this year we're going trading places. We used to go to Houghton Lake, then we went to Drummond Island, then now we're to, I think we're going to Mullet Lake this year, but we'll see what happens there.
I tell you, it's tough to beat that Saginaw Bay right there out of Caseville. Man, we go out there and just hammer the walleye. And we go out on 14-foot boats and just throw rattle traps and just
should just hammer them. It's a blast.
Well, if you're going out there in 14-foot boats, you better have a good idea what the weather forecast is, because storms could pick up pretty quick out there in the bay. You know, if you see some clouds coming at you from the west, you better get your butt off it.
Oh yeah, we came in on some rollers last year, but we're in that wildlife refuge area, so it's pretty shallow.
As you're breaking up, or Sebastian's trying to get in there. But you don't want to go out to Charity Islands or anything like that from there. You know, unless you got a bigger boat, so you make sure you make it back.
Yes, indeed. Well, it was great talking to you, and you have a good night. I'm gonna call it. This is WRYC589 signing off.
Okay, Dave. Have a good night. Good talking to you. Good fishing. And don't tell any fish stories. I think that's impossible, though. WSTS 447, clear.
William Sam George David 294 on the contact. Anybody else?
I caught the 294. This is WSTS 447.
Was that you talking about Mobile Lake, sir?
Come back again. Cam broke up.
Was that you just talking about Mobile Lake?
Yeah, that was me. We had been fishing up at Diamond Island. Short version of a long story is we fished at Houghton Lake for like 20 years, then been fishing up at Malton, but fishing at Houghton Lake just died, so we went up to Drummond Island. We've been fishing up there the last 15 years, and it's dying up there, so we found a place on Mullet Lake and thought we'd try that. Do you know anything about Mullet Lake?
That's actually where I'm driving home from. I was just up there doing storm relief. Yeah, I have a cabin up there and fish out there. I'm not going to give you all my secret spots, though.
Oh, that's no fun. Why'd you contact me then? Just kidding. But, If I'm not up there, when you're up there, what difference does it make?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding with you. I usually perch fish up by the mouth of the Indian River, kind of off one of the points there. There's a lot of bass in there now, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, I personally, I've never ate any bass. I've caught them, but I usually just release them. And I've never ate one, so I don't know what they actually taste like. But I've heard people say they don't like bass. So I don't know if that's true or not. Just like pike, you know, pike are good in the cold water, but they're not good in the warm water.
I think pike's good as any water. Bass is okay, but I don't really eat them either. I just catch them and throw them back. I like catching them.
Yeah, that's what I've always done. Just catch them, you know. I like watching them jump out of the water, and, you know, it's just fun to catch. You know, see what they bite on and whatnot. You got some wobblers on top of the water, you know, some, watch them come up and bite. A lot of times they give you a short strike, you know, so if you actually want to catch them, you know, you put a little leader out beyond that, and that maybe that'll catch them. But Yeah, I've never had bass. Have you ever ate bass before?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure. Where in Malt Lake did you find a place?
I'm not sure where we're fishing at or where we're staying at. I remember we were up there once, maybe 20 years ago. We stayed at a state park. I can't remember right. It was Aloha State Park, maybe. But we stayed up there. That week was horrible. It was horrible. I can't remember if it was end of June, end of May, beginning of June. But it was cold and stormy. One motorhomes that came with us, he lost his generator. He had an electrical strike right behind him. But, yeah, it was a bad trip. But I think they found a bed and breakfast or a cabin or something that we could rent for a week. There's probably about 10 of us, and they said there's like, you know, 5 bedrooms with 2 beds in each room. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's nice. My place is actually technically in Tappanabe, but yeah, we have a couple little rentals there.
Yeah, I'll wait for the advertisement to finish. But if you got some rentals, I don't know what my brother-in-laws have planned, you know, but there's going to be about 10 of us. Do you have anything that big?
Yeah, probably not. I have a couple things, but we got some damage right now from the storm, so trees to the roof on one of them, so I'm not sure what we're going to have this summer, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've seen some of the videos from up there in Gaylord area, and, you know, you're a little north of that, so, yeah, it looked very devastating. You know, I mean, I don't even know if the Gaylord area, I know they recovered from the tornado they had several years ago, because I was up there. I used to camp at Oswego Lake all the time. Used to stay there for, like, 4 weeks during the summer. You know, like 1 week here, 1 week there, some long weekends and whatnot, but always liked it up there.
Yeah, I'll sign off here in a minute, but I'll say this. I've been in the service business, like public safety and stuff, for 25 years. Been on several little cleanup missions. This is probably the worst I've ever seen, and it was good to see all the linemen. The National Guard was up there. It's more devastation than I've ever seen.
Yeah, we were up there the year after Garrett took the tornado, and it was just like, we were driving through town, it was like, oh my God. Wow. It's amazing what those kind of storms can do. Then the ice storms, what I've seen in the videos, people driving through Gaylord and, you know, posting it on, I think it was Facebook. But anyways, hey, good talking to you. And if you have something that can handle 10 people, you know, we may look into it. But which is in, when is it? Oh, I think it's the end of September. But you never know. Let me know. But so anyways, good talking to you there. And this is Bob and WSDS 447. Clear after your final. Have a good night.
You too, Bob. My name's Josh. Nice to meet you. That's his name. George David, 294.
Hello, 294. Josh, what's happening? WSTU 844, welcome to reality.
Hello, sir, how are you?
Oh, I've been better. I don't know if you heard, but yeah, we got some problems under the crawl space, and Yeah, I'm taking the day off tomorrow to clean it out, and who knows what I'm going to do, but yeah, we got to do something about it.
Yeah, I was a little north of this repeater. I could hear you guys talking about my situation and the repeaters, but I couldn't reach out to you.
Yeah, copy that. What's your location right now?
I'm on 75 South, right by Saginaw Road.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're coming in nice and clear. So, how's things up there at your cabin?
Well, we got the family member in the hospital still, so that's interesting, but she's improving slowly. Trees down all over the place. Like I said to Bob, I've never seen such devastation in all my career. Our property's not too bad considering, but we do have six holes in our main roof of our house, but we got that all tarped off for now. One of our cabins took a pretty good hit and there's some damage, but we lost a lot of trees. I spent 2 days chainsawing just to clear the road so we could get out. The National Guard was on our road actually cutting trees to get the linemen in.
Thank God for National Guard. Family member in the hospital, was that due to the storm?
Negative, that was due to something else. She just had to go during the storm or right after.
Copy that. Well, hope she'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, the property across from us took some major devastation. Like I said, driving up north, coming up in the daytime, it looked like what I assume would be artillery. The whole top of the trees were all sheared off and busted, and it's pretty bad.
Got to that. That's crazy. Yeah. My parents finally called me. They went down to Tawas. And they called me on the cell phone after a doctor appointment with my mother, and everything went well. And then they called me, I think, a couple days ago that they have their phone back, and they have power back there in Alcona County. And that's the only problems they've had. They have no problems with any trees down or anything. They just lost power and phone service.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Luckily, my in-laws that live up there have a Generac, so they were able to have power, but like I said, it was pretty adventurous getting up to their place.
Copy that. They didn't have any damage to their home, hopefully.
Well, that was the one I said had six holes in the roof from a branch. Not too bad, considering what a lot of people are going through. Kind of some small holes, but we got them temporarily patched and tarped.
Oh, thank God for that. Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, hopefully insurance will take care of the rest.
Yeah, I mean, considering what a lot of people are going through with no food and heat and everything, overall we were pretty lucky, so I can't complain. I tried to remember that yesterday.
Yeah, copy that. So you got to go to work back tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm heading home. It's late here, but I don't work till afternoon, so that's not too bad. But yeah, I'll have to do that and then probably come up next weekend. And to be honest, I probably have a summer's worth of chainsaw work if every time I come up I start cutting.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hopefully you got a pickup truck or a trailer that you can hide that stuff and bring it back home for a bonfire.
If anybody listening would like to practice their chainsaw skills, they're welcome.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, oh, my parents have got so much downfall wood all over our 39 acres. It's terrible. But, yeah, thank God they're doing okay. Yeah, I'm taking the day off tomorrow, so I got to go underneath my, into my crawl space and clean out the debris and finish soaking up all the water, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I found out that it's the main bathroom that's leaking.
Well, that's never good. You probably have to have a plumber, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, we got, it's smelling nasty. So we got this thing that my wife bought from Walmart for, it was less than $200, and it's some kind of, it's a filtration system, but yeah, it's working, and it's supposed to be the filter that it has, supposed to last for 3 years or something like that, and they gave us a couple extra filters, it don't smell that nasty stuff from down under.
Yeah, hopefully that'll get cleared up for you.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, my wife's going to call the contractor tomorrow, and we're supposed to have central air and the heater put in on Thursday, so I said, yeah, we got to take care of that leak first before we do anything else. But change of subject, I was monitoring the National Guard on the 800 digital system over the weekend. They're out of Saginaw, and they were working up there in Sheboygan and Alpena.
Yeah, they were on the road that we have to take in to get to our main house, and we saw, a whole platoon of them, so we stopped and offered them food and water and such and shelter if they needed it, and they were up there working and linemen like crazy up there.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for offering them beverages and that. Yeah, I bet they appreciated that. That's awesome. I don't know if they came where they came from. I serviced the commissary there at Selfridge, and I asked if anybody knew if any of their people went up there, and no one knew. So yeah, probably came from other areas of southeastern Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, they have National Guard depots all along the state, so they could have pulled them out of Grayling, too. I'm not sure. I guess it depends on what their skill set is.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's amazing what they can do and the other first responders can do from other areas. It's awesome that... And plus, the other linemen from other agents, from other states that will come up and help, or a lot of when they have problems down south, our guys go down there and help them out. So, yeah, it's awesome.
I can't confirm this, but I was told by a good source that, MSP had extra cars up there, and they were riding double with active-duty Coast Guardmen in there to do rescue and stuff, so that was kind of neat. Back to what we were talking about before, this is why people need to be on CERT teams. I actually joined Team Rubicon, but I'm a little disappointed that they didn't deploy, but there's lots of ways that people can help, and that should be done.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, because we were just talking earlier about Skywarn, and think they should have skywarn nuts on a GMRS also, because not all the time you hear the skywarn people activate on ham radio frequencies. There's been lots of times when I live in Macomb County and we had some severe weather and they didn't activate the skywarn team from Macomb County or up there at White Lake at times. So yeah, I think we should get a group together to do that.
Well, I always said that I should be the coordinator of disaster response like North Carolina. There's so many people in this country and state that have a lot of skills and stuff that should be able to put on a volunteer list with an activation. That's for a whole other speech conversation, but there's lots of things out there to help. I just think part of the problem is, A, a lot of people don't know about them, and number two, then they join it and they don't ever get activated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because my wife and I have always wanted to take a skywarn course to learn more, because we love watching the sky, and yeah, we'd love to help out as much as we can. And then being with the GMRS family, yeah, I'd love to help out.
Yeah, there's lots of ways. Like I said, there's a team Rubicon. They do stuff for cleanup, the Red Cross, everything, first team. I'm certified, but I think you and I talked about this. We never joined the team, but I'm looking to get involved in that stuff, especially when I get a little older, get ready to retire. I want to be able to do that kind of stuff. But they have to be activated. That's the problem.
Yeah, copy that. What are you doing right now? You're starting to get a little crackly.
Can you still copy me?
Yeah, it's like night and day now. Yeah.
Well, even if you're on Skywarn, like I noticed while I was up there talking to my ham buddy, he was like pretty disappointed in the hams because everybody that runs the net up there either didn't have power or they were gone. So that's the other problem. You can have some kind of net up there, GMRS or anything, but if everything's down, how do we do that without generators and stuff? But maybe you and I should work on some of this.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's Simplex, but Simplex only works as far as the strength of our handhelds and if it's all even. But yes, there is mobile systems for repeaters that can run by generators and stuff, so that's how that works. But are you in Genesee County by now?
No, not yet. I haven't made it that far yet.
Okay, so you...
Well, you figure with all the people that have heavy equipment and skills, chainsawing, search and rescue, radio, police officers, firefighters, there's all sorts of ways that they could implement a system. I just don't think they want to, but there's no reason, like, even North Carolina didn't have help. Like I said, that's for a whole other day, but I'm starting to champion a cause to get on my state reps and elected officials about this constantly, about how we should come up with some kind of, again, like a civilian volunteer corps, just call it the civilian search teams or something.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Because what, when the hurricane first hit Florida, yeah, we had a whole bunch of agencies go down there, and we had, I think that special team that originated in Holly, they went down there, if I'm not mistaken. I forgot what they're called, but yeah, they worked on Holly High School, their old building. training for the Holly Fire Department and other departments in the area than the special tax task force team. And I went down there and took a whole bunch of pictures and met a whole bunch of people. It was really cool.
Yeah, I've met some good people there. Like I think you and I talked before, I was on what's called the Michigan Volunteer Defense Force, which is not the militia. It's in the state constitution, but I joined it, and we never got deployed, so I ended up leaving. But stuff like that needs to keep going, and they just need to do a lot more for disaster relief. But obviously, you'd have to have background checks and training and stuff, because you can't have every Joe Schmo out there with, you know, chainsaws and such.
No, exactly. But yeah, I've serviced the base, Selfridge Air National Guard base for Frito. So yeah, they've done background checks on me, so I'm legit. So yeah, but I'll do as much as I can to help out when needed.
Well, I implore people to join organizations that help. Team Rubicon's a good one to look into if you can travel. They pay you. And I joined. I haven't deployed yet because I got full-time there where I'm working. But like I said, I'm setting myself up for when I retire in a few years to be able to do all this stuff.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, well, I'm hoping to retire in maybe 4 or 5 more years. I don't know, or earlier. But, yeah, we're just worried about health insurance and that. But, yeah, I can help out on the weekends for things. But I'm here in Lapeer County, and I'm going to look into see if I can join the search and rescue team for Lapeer County.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, yeah, they have search and rescue, all sorts of stuff for those, so I'm trying to join mine there in Livingston, and probably try and talk to the Ingham one where I work and get some of that set up. But if I definitely get something set up in Ingham, like I was saying with GMRS and such, I'll probably have you help me implement it. We can at least talk on the tower the far away or the repeater.
Oh, definitely. I'm interested. Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, it'd be cool if we could get a bunch of people from all over this area that this repeater and repeaters that are hooked up to each other are connected to and do something about search and rescue or weather-related issues. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was pretty impressed with the up north community there by Sheboygan and Indian River, Tappanapi area. Everybody was out helping each other, letting people warm up in places. We have a natural spring, so we're letting people get water. If we would have had power in my down below house, I would have let people stay, but at least I could get the fireplace up and running. I was pretty impressed by people.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, we have an artesian well maybe 5 miles north of where my parents live, and we used to get water from there all the time before we got something going at our property. But, oh, great tasting water.
Oh, yeah, we have one right on our property, and it's the best water ever.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. But, yeah, the well water that we have here on Lapeer at our house, it's we got a lot of sand. But, yeah, it's great tasting water. We don't have no system hooked up to it like we did in Washington Township. That water was hard. And, yeah, we had to have, I had to put salt in the softener all the time. So yeah, here we don't need it here. Yeah, it's great tasting water.
for ID purposes. This is William Sam George David 294.
And WSTU 844 for identification purposes.
Hey, I just crossed into Livingston County, or check that, Genesee County. Can I jump over to the swim repeater?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. Yeah, it's probably... Yeah, because I don't know what repeater you would be on right now. Yeah, it's probably Bay City. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably Bay... Or, yeah, Bay City is south of Saginaw County. Yeah, go ahead. And you still there, 294? You back online yet? WSTU 844.
Sherman, I'm still reaching out on this one. The point one, for some reason, is not hitting.
Copy that, Josh. Yep, I'm still here. WSTU 844. Where are you at?
I just stopped at the rest area. I just crossed into Genesee a little bit ago, so I'm not sure exactly what city. Yep.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't know what the strength is for the Flint repeater, but yeah, I went into Burton today and I kicked it up. I didn't talk, I was monitoring, but yeah, it was coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm glad I had this. I have this, the ham, which I'm not white because I just monitor in the TV and stuff, but I figured after that storm and my wife went through the hurricane in Florida this year, I'm always traveling with something.
I copy that. Yeah, you're starting to get scratchy, so you should be able to pick up the Flint repeater pretty soon. What do you talk off of, mobile or a handheld?
I'm using a mobile phone in my car.
I'll copy that. You got a DB20G?
Yeah, no G, just a DB20, I believe, but that's the same one I was talking to you last week when I drove up and we had that big conversation. Same radio.
I'll copy that. Yeah, it's sounding real good. So, yeah, I got to learn how to use mine more, how to program X channels and stuff. And, yeah, because every now and then I'll goof around and I'll mess up the tones on it and stuff. So, yeah, I got to get used to it.
Well, it's not easy. It came with an instruction manual. It's a complete joke. Then I bought a book on GMRS I've been reading. And it's kind of funny because it talks about basically the same stuff over and over again in the book.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's a few videos on YouTube about the DB20. So, yeah, there's a lot of people out here that have the DB20. So I gotta hook up with somebody. Kind of educate us on the DB20.
Alright, if you can hear me, you're pretty scratchy, so I'm going to, Mount Morris, I'm going to try to flip over to Flint.
Yeah, copy that. You should be able to pick it up now. I'll be standing by. Yep. WSDU 844, 294, copy me over.
294 Sherman, you copy?
Yeah, Jeff, copy SWSCU 844. Are you on the Flint repeater?
Yeah, that's odd. My mobile won't seem to transmit on it for some reason. I got it all programmed. I switched over to my little ball thing and with a rubber ducky and gotcha. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, sounding good with the ball thing. I don't know, you might want to maybe check the Mayville system. Over.
Well, it's odd, because I was just talking to you on the other thing, so I know my radio is broadcasting, but why it won't broadcast on that repeater, I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the last time we talked, when you drove away from your house, didn't you speak to me on this repeater?
Yes, I use that repeater and my DB20 there and talked to you. I parked up there, but yeah, that's what we were talking on last time, so I don't know. It's odd.
I copy that. Yeah, it is. Well, like I said, you mess around on changing things and with the DB20, and yeah, you push a certain button, and sometimes that changes your tone. They don't lock in. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it frustrates me when stuff doesn't work because it's just working fine, but I'm going to try it here again in a second.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, but yeah, your ball thing sounds real good.
How about now?
Yeah, I copy you. You sound great. You're back on the DB20?
No, I switched the bigger antenna on my ball thing, but give me a second. I'm going to try my mobile.
Roger, roger. WSGU 844 for identification purposes.
Okay, that's odd.
You still can't get it with the DB20?
No, it's weird. I can totally hear you. Clear on that. I was hearing you on the other repeater, but I can't broadcast out all of them, so I don't know, maybe I knocked something around or something in the car, but I can hear you on the ball thing.
Yeah, copy that. Are you a passenger or are you driving?
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement.
I understand. Copy that.
It's funny because everybody rips on these foul things, but every time I use it, it seems to work.
Oh yeah, these things are—they're awesome. They are very powerful units for the price. Yeah, that's what I'm talking on right now. I'm in the house with the rubber ducky. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some more. I'm disappointed on my DB20. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's probably in my head. I'm going to get some more. I'm going to work on the other repeater just fine.
Yeah, copy that. This one's about to die, so I'm going to have to let you go there, buddy. So, safe travels the rest of the way home. And, yeah, we'll holler at you sometime soon. Take care, WSGU 844.
All right, hope everything's well with the basement. Keep you posted. And, William Sam, George David 294.
Diamond out and monitor.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. WSGU 844. We'll talk to you again soon. Good night.
844, before you go. 844 in Lapeer. WSTD 439 in Fletching. Call it real quick. Must have turned it right off. Okay. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Frequency clear. I was trying to get a hold of the guy you were talking to. I talked to him earlier, about a month ago, and he said he worked for Frito-Lay, and I was a sales rep in Lapeer as well, at least on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I was wondering if he knew a sales rep. His name was Dave. He worked for Frito-Lay. He was considering retiring, but hadn't gotten there yet. But I was just wondering if he knew him or not, or if he retired or not.
Oh, yeah, that I can't answer. The person I talked to was in Sherman there. He's giving it out, but he said that his radio was dying, so I wondered if it was dying.
Yeah, Roger that. He wasn't keen. it sunk on him. So, yeah, I'll try to get him in there some other time. I let him talk. And I'm talking on a Belfang as well. Got it for Christmas. And this is my official GMRS radio. So we have all that in common as well. Yeah, Roger that. I got most of that. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. I put the Nagoya, I think it's a 77-1A antenna that's made for GMRS on it, and I have no problems with it. It's I think it's mostly repeater, but I get out with it, and that's all I care about. Transmission you'd made, I caught maybe 5% of it. You're breaking up, and I know you're mobile and you're moving on out, so if you can still hear me, I'm going to let you go, and I'll look for Sherman in there again some other time. Thank you for coming back. Dave, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439 here in Flushing. I'll be clear.
WSEU 202 mobile.